I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta-based UPS is suing the European Union's antitrust regulator for blocking a merger with Dutch firm TNT. UPS is seeking $2.14 billion in compensation. The EU officials decided the planned merger would reduce the number of players in the delivery business and so drive up prices. However, EU's General Court annulled that decision last March. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is defending its decision to stop offering discounted rates for National Rifle Association members. The company says it supports its customers but will not support organizations on either side of a highly charged political issue. According to the AJC, the NRA says the loss of discounts will not deter the group from defending the individual freedoms of Americans. And President Trump has appointed a Georgia native to serve as the new Small Business Administration Southeast Regional Administrator. Ashley D. Bell is being sworn in this afternoon. In his new role, Bell will oversee 9 district directors in Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, and Mississippi, all from offices in Atlanta. According to the Atlanta Voice, Bell previously served as Associate Director for External Affairs for the Peace Corps and as a Special Assistant in the Public Affairs Bureau at the State Department. Black women from across the country were in Georgia over the weekend for the Power Rising Conference to discuss economic and political issues. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams told attendees that Georgia should expand Medicaid to help protect black mothers.
What's at stake is also maternal mortality rates that are killing black women at rates that are unseen. And if we expand Medicaid in the state of Georgia, we can save lives every single day.
More than 1,000 women attended the 3-day event at the Westin Peachtree Plaza in Atlanta. Well, if proposed legislation gets enacted, Georgia law enforcement will have the ability to prosecute so-called online snoopers, hackers who break into computer systems but don't disrupt or steal data. The legislation came after unauthorized cybersecurity experts discovered the vulnerability of Georgia's voting records. Republican Attorney General Chris Carr says only 3 states, Georgia, Virginia, and Alaska, have no law against online snooping. And in the wake of revelations that the FBI is looking into corruption in college basketball, University of Georgia head coach Mark Fox told NBCSports.com that he thinks the corruption is, quote, disgusting, and called on coaches and schools to clean up their act. The investigation showed violations of NCAA rules concerning payments to college basketball players and unlawful contact between sports agents, schools, and players' families. Fox said there have been occasions where players he'd recruited went to other schools because of the inappropriate activity. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.